faster than a speeding bullet. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's this WAP doesn't lie. The No Bullshit Podcast. Now, here is your host, Felix Andreoni.
Oh, yeah. I got my co-host Anne in the house.
Happy Friday.
And where the hell is everyone?
It's Friday.
I'm not playing my theme song until someone comes in the room.
It is Good Friday today, you know.
Good Friday.
I don't know why they ever called it Good Friday.
What is Good Friday?
That was, you know, it commemorates the day Jesus was crucified. He was
really?
Crucified on Good Friday, yes.
Why would somebody want to celebrate that?
Well, it's not really a celebration. You don't do Stations of the Cross, stuff like that. I don't know that it's a celebration.
What's good about it?
I don't know. They always said it was good. I never figured that out. It made no sense.
So it's the day they killed him.
Okay. It commemorates the day they killed him. Yeah. Yeah. Good Friday, that's the day he died.
There's nothing good about that.
They seem to think so. I would be interested if somebody could give me an argument about what makes
about
it good.
Who's they? The Catholic Church?
I think more than the Catholic Church call it Good Friday, but yeah.
I heard that they're going to nominate P. Diddy for the next pope. Because we know what they're doing in that Catholic Church. Okay? Yeah. We know what they're doing. Yeah. And they're playing this kind of music. Let's kick it for the church.
Hit it. Not very nice.
Woo!
No!
No!
You feel good?
That's what the priest says.
You feel good?
No. He's not.
How
true.
You feeling there?
Raccoon!
It's not very nice.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have a bunk good time.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have a bunk good time. We're going to have a bunk good time. Take them up. Gotta take you high.
I gotta hear my horn.
All right.
You wanna do it again? You wanna do it again? Huh?
Yeah, that's the one.
Gotta take you high.
Here comes the horns.
I'm going to get that fella with the little horn over there. You got a damn horn on me. Brad, can you take us higher?
Yeah.
Take us higher. Brad.
Doss is in the house.
Who's Fred?
Fred's the trumpet player. There goes Fred, man. Fred can play. Doss doesn't like Fred. He said Fred sucks.
I guess. I don't know.
I doubt if he knows anyone that could play a trumpet like this. I can't see. I don't have my reading. He said, I said.
Give a big arm about the
bed. First of all, I'm not illiterate. WAP. I can't see that good.
Why don't you have on your reading glasses?
Well, I got to switch glasses.
What? We're not going anywhere. We're not driving.
I have my reading glasses on.
Oh, you do?
I do, but I can't see that, what
Why?
He wrote.
Why?
I thought it said sucks. Because it's blurry.
No, it is. It's
it
with
says
an F, dear.
Fred fucks.
Yeah, nice, nice.
Hey, I heard.
If you're wearing your reading glasses, you should be able to read.
No, I'm far from the computer screen. I'm sitting on
closer.
A.
Closer.
No, I can't. My belly's in the way.
Oh, okay.
No, it's dear not boy. Really not.
Well, the Pope.
Flapper's in the house.
It is quote unquote Good Friday. The Pope is tooling around in a wheelchair these days.
Yeah.
Which makes me think of Biden. He's in his 80s too, doesn't he?
I was telling Ann, see if Raccoon approves of this.
James might know.
I heard.
Hi, James.
I heard the new Pope is going to be P. Diddy.
Oh,
because they're all.
I do have a question for you, WAP. I was going to send it to you, but I decided I'd wait till the show so everybody could hear it.
What is it?
Do you know why cows wear bells?
No.
Cows?
Yeah.
No. Why?
Horns don't work.
What'd he say? Cows don't
work. Their
what?
Horns don't work.
Fred would have liked that.
Yeah.
That's a dad joke.
Very cute. Very cute.
He said, ban Zostro, ban that guy.
Oh, no. So is Easter weekend.
Yeah. Before what? We get into Easter weekend, the show today, I put prayers for Jonathan, who was the police officer that was murdered mm-hmm. in New York City by this fucking lowlife piece of shit thug that had over 21 arrests.
Well, he had served time for attempted murder and he was out on bond for 2 years. And
how does that happen?
Exactly how that happened.
How the hell does that happen? And you know what is really a disgrace? Joe Biden.
Yes.
Obama and Clinton.
Clinton's getting old.
They were right near the funeral parlor.
30 miles away.
Well, 30 miles away from the funeral parlor.
Yes.
And none of them showed up there except mm-hmm. President Trump.
Well, not except Trump didn't go to the Biden fundraiser.
No,
of course he didn't. Of course, he's going to spend $1,200 or $12,000 to go to it.
Yeah. Plus, he doesn't have the money to go
well,
there.
Well, the cheap seats at Madison Square Garden were $200, and that's where the Palestinian protesters sat.
What I'm saying is what Biden should have done, let Bill Clinton, like the news media, some of the news media was saying, mm-hmm. let Bill Clinton stay on the stage and tell his stupid jokes or whatever. And he should have went and gave his condolences to the family of that cop that was shot.
He was only 30 miles away.
And he didn't do that. He's a scumbag. Why? And here, you know how bad that looks on his part?
Well, it didn't look good, I have to say.
You know, who does something like that?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't
hear what else happened about that, Felix.
Wow.
Trump paid off the
funeral.
He paid off the mortgage on that person's house for his wife to have to worry.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Das wrote, to be fair, I don't think the family or the police would have wanted any of those cocksuckers there. And I agree with you.
They could have called the family. There's no reason for
you know what? They're all for downsizing police departments. They want to defund the police departments, and they want to put in social workers. Really?
Yeah.
Really? Here you let it's Biden's fault because this cop is murdered. Let me tell you something. New York has become a shithole.
Yeah.
And that stupid racist pig of a mayor they have, right, just handed out credit cards. You know what's a shame? They're getting paid more money.
Let's be specific.
A week.
Illegals.
Illegal aliens are getting these credit cards over $300 a week.
Yep. That's
right. A week. Mm-hmm. And they're promised to sign this piece of paper saying, I promise I will spend the money on food or clothing or whatever.
They're illegal and they're signing affidavits.
Are you fucking kidding
that
me?
Makes no sense.
And you got homeless veterans living in the fucking
Yeah.
In the sidewalk, and you got this cocksucker handing out cards to illegal.
Well, that's because the food that the NPOs are feeding them, they were throwing out. They didn't like the food, quote unquote. So they
that's tough shit. They got food. They got free food. They should be eating it. They just ain't hungry enough.
That's right. These credit cards, it's costing the city of New York $36 million over for 1 year.
They ain't got the money.
They don't have the money. That's
and
right.
And they said since Biden has been the president, over 6 million that they counted, that they know about,
what?
6 million illegal aliens has come over.
More than that.
I say it's past.
It's closer to 10. It's closer to 10 million.
With all the gotaways,
I thought the president of the United States' number one job is to uphold the Constitution of the United States.
To protect our borders.
No, well, I'm just saying.
Well, that's part
of it. It's in the Constitution. That's why I say that.
He is the commander-in-chief.
Well, why doesn't he get impeached? It's bullshit.
I don't know.
Total bullshit.
I don't really know why that's like that.
I can't believe what's going on.
The Democratic Party made a deal a long, long time ago to destroy America, to make it back into a slave colony for the Queen and the King of England.
Yeah.
And they've been working on that ever since by slowly, slowly deteriorating the American society.
Yeah. Well, it seems like
the endless fucking wars. They got us in an endless amount of debt we could never repay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I mean, it's a travesty that people sit there and go, oh, I want the free stuff, so I'm going to vote for these assholes. And people don't realize that sooner or later, what you think was free, they're going to tell you to dance and you better get off your ass and dance.
You know what amazes me? Does everybody forget? Remember when President Obama was president, right?
Yeah.
He created a new law, regulation. When you went to file your income tax and you didn't have any health care coverage, you got penalized.
Yeah, you're penalized $600 a year for that.
$100 a year. And now what is this same motherfuckers are doing?
Mm-hmm.
They're giving that money away to these illegal aliens. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
You're going to fine me because I didn't have health care insurance, but yet you're going to give free health care, free money, free housing to illegals and fuck the citizens of the United States. Especially what really boils my blood is these poor veterans that are fucking homeless. How could you do that to these people? And you're gonna show favoritism to people that are coming in this country illegal against men and women that fought for this country. How does that work? Can you tell me?
Two of you are
veterans. Felix, the slap in the face is a lot of these illegals that have come across the border are from countries we've been fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're letting these people in, known terrorists, in the country that we were fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq and all through the Middle East and shit.
And now
with
Chinese.
Other wars and stuff.
And our Chinese are coming in.
Yeah, well, we ain't fought the Chinese. Chinese haven't been in a war since goddamn World War II when Japan kicked their asses. Well,
different kind of war.
Let me tell you something. If I was the president, I would tell every fucking illegal, you enter this country, we're going to capture you. We're going to send you to Ukraine. And you're going to fight the Ukrainian country against Russia.
And so Ukraine, they said they're getting ready to start to retreat.
Them.
They don't have, quote unquote, the money.
And if I did that, you watch how quick they stop jumping over the border.
Welcome, Zach.
Yeah, Iranians don't have any money because their goddamn leadership keeps buying yachts and goddamn homes in America. It's all a money laundering organization over there. They got these damn things all over the social media of them walking down these roads and stuff. We're going to war. And they're not carrying weapons. They're dressed in all kinds of shit. And who in the hell has enough guts to wear a bright color on their camouflage? Why are they wearing camouflage if they're going to be wearing orange and blue on their goddamn sleeves? That's stupid, because as a sniper, you're going to sit there and go, there's one. There's one. Just wait. A few more are going to come out, and we'll get two for one coming up.
Yep.
No.
Zach,
I pulled on there. I wonder if they're wearing class 4 body armor.
Oh, are they?
No.
Afghanistan?
They're wearing flak jackets.
They're wearing women's panties.
All right.
They're wearing diapers.
Yeah, they're wearing Joe Biden's used diapers.
All right. Again.
What's happening? You just got out of work?
Yeah, I just got home.
All right.
For once, I'm actually home a little earlier.
There you go.
Yeah, man.
Well, it is a quote unquote holiday. Not that that's
you
really
have to
true.
Work over the weekend.
Well, no, I'm off this weekend. I'm gonna be having me a few beers tonight.
There you go.
What are you gonna do?
I'll be here at home.
You're gonna bang me, lady.
Stop.
I ain't gonna be driving anywhere.
Good.
Drinking
good
and banging, right?
No driving, he said. Which is good.
Drinking and banging.
I didn't say that. I said drinking and no driving.
Drinking and banging, my old lady.
See? You're going to be banging away. Busting a nut.
Drunk?
How does drunk that, and busting a nut.
How does that work, drunk? I didn't think that worked so well.
Actually,
you're young.
You know the, yeah, you know the saying that if you're in a bar and you're drunk off your ass, mm-hmm, you go home with a girl, and then you wake up next to a Wolverine.
You're right about that. That has happened to me.
Y'all get prettier at closing time.
That has happened to me, believe me. I went out, I was drunk as a fucking pig. It was a Saturday. I started drinking at 10 in the morning.
This is
one bar.
The nice Easter story.
Yes, yeah. I'll tell the story.
Okay. Easter.
So this bar happens to open at 10 every morning. So I was right there on a Saturday.
Why?
That's the only day I drank during the week because I had a fucking hangover for 3 days.
Yeah, it was.
So I started drinking around 10 in the morning, mm-hmm, right? I kept on drinking. It was like 2. It was 4. It was 5. Now, 5 in the afternoon. Now I'm shit-faced. And I was drinking everything. Shots, beer, anything put in front of me, I drink it.
Why?
Right? Because I wanted to get fucked up. So I met this girl.
Oh, boy.
Man, she looked beautiful. Mm-hmm. So I said to her.
Everything looked beautiful when you're that fucked up.
Hell yeah. When you're drunk, a fucking witch looks beautiful. So then we started making out.
This couldn't be less kind.
Listen, started making out with her. Mm-hmm. So I said, let's go to a hotel and fuck. So she said, okay. She got in the hotel. She got my car. I had a Jeep. It was the summertime, no top. I drive to the hotel. We get in there. And really, you know, I was so fucking drunk by then. I really didn't remember what happened.
I'll bet you nothing happened.
So the next morning, mm-hmm, I'm laying in bed. I didn't even remember going to the hotel. That's how fucked up I
was. Weren't you married with kids at this point?
Yeah, I was married. So then I turned and I looked at her and I like jumped like, where the fuck am I? Let me tell you something. When I saw her face, I immediately threw up.
Oh,
I swear to God.
Such a nice Easter story.
I fucking puked all over the carpet, the walls, everything. Good Lord. And I looked and she jumped. She goes, what's wrong? I said, where the fuck did you come from? And she said to me, I had a great time last night, Felix. I said, listen. Then I threw up some more. I said, listen, get the fuck out of this room and get out. She goes, you're going to leave me here? You're not going to take me home? I said, holy Christ. I go in the bathroom. I light up a cigarette because I smoked at the time.
What a mess.
So I said, listen.
This is a mess.
Listen, I'll take you home, okay? Get in the fucking car.
Nice.
So she tells me where she lives. Now, it gets better.
Oh, no.
It gets better.
Happy Easter.
It gets better. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So I pull in the driveway. It's like the sun's coming up.
Sure.
All of a sudden, this other girl comes running out the house. Evidently, it's her sister.
Oh.
She goes to me. She goes to the sister. Listen, it gets even better than this.
I'm not sure.
She goes to the sister. What the fuck are you doing with him? She goes, how do you know him? She goes, he fucked me last week. Now, listen.
Gross.
I said, so she starts yelling at me. I said, I just met you. I don't know who the fuck you are. And I don't even know her. You're both ugly as shit. She gets out the car, tells me to go fuck myself, right? Okay. The other sister yells at me. She says, you're a fucking pig. I never want to see you again. I said, I don't even know who the fuck you are. So they both go in the house. I light up a cigarette. I said, Jesus Christ, thank God I'm getting the fuck out of here.
What's wrong with you?
Let me tell you something. It doesn't end there. Ugh. Next thing I know, this big fucking dude comes walking out the house.
Oh, boy, now you have
he looked like fucking... He looked like that guy that used to have that TV show with that bear that lived in the woods. He had a big beard.
Grizzly Adams.
Yes. He looked just like Grizzly Adams.
Zach, do you have appropriate music for this?
Wait a minute. He comes walking over to my Jeep. He goes to me. I hear you're Felix. I said, yes. What about it? He goes, why don't you come in the house and fuck my wife? You fucked everyone else in my family. I didn't know what to say. I said to myself, if I say the wrong thing, I have to fight this fucking bear. I put it in reverse and he nailed it out of there. I took the fuck off. I took off.
Lovely story. That's just.
You don't know how drunk you are, Felix, and when you wake up in the morning and you want to chew your arm off so you don't wake her up. And then you want to chew your other arm off so you never do it again.
Now, I'm going to tell you one other story since it's Good Friday.
Yeah, good is, you know,
subjective. I don't know if you're going to like hearing this.
Probably not.
So this is the story. I was married at the time.
That's the part I don't get.
Now, listen. My wife had a station wagon. Uh-huh. So we all get in the station wagon, me and my two friends. So we said.
Where's your wife?
I don't know. She's at home.
Oh, not
it was Good Friday.
Not in cooking. Friday. Not in her car. Okay.
No, boys' night out.
Yeah. Oh my God. It was a boys' night out. It was Good Friday. We're going to celebrate. So we get in the car. I said, hey, guys, where do you want to go
the
today?
The bars in Connecticut used to be closed on Good Friday.
They were.
Okay.
So he said, where do you want to go? And everyone said, well, I'd like to get a blowjob. I said, okay.
This is consensus in the car?
Yeah.
Nice.
I said, okay. So I drive to Hunts Point in the Bronx.
Yeah, that's not a good
place. Now, if anyone knows Hunts Point, it's a huge marketplace where all the produce comes in. And there's prostitutes down there.
Yeah, it's rough.
So I drive to Hunts Point, right? Uh-huh. So my first friend, I'm not going to mention any names.
Please don't.
Because one is dead, and I don't want to mention his name either. But anyhow, my first friend, let's say it's Mike. He gets out the car because we're driving around. And I said, how about that one? How about this one? And they see this girl with this long black hair, they say that one.
Connecticut plates.
That's right. I had my wife's car. So
a station wagon. They
yeah,
from Connecticut.
That's right. It was a Ford.
Very, very slick.
So my friend Mike gets out and says, yo, come here. So the girl walks over. Sure. He says, how much for a blowjob? She says, all three of you? And he says, yes, but you're going to suck one of us off one at a time.
Oh, well, we're getting down to
so she says, it's $20.
What?
So Mike gives
what
her.
What year is this?
This had to be 1979.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, it's about the going price back in.
Ew. Yep. So I said to my other friend, we'll call him Jay.
Dave.
We'll call him Dave.
Okay.
I said, listen, Dave, let's get out the car and give him some privacy. He's going to sit in the back seat and get his dick sucked. So she gets in the back. He gets in the back. He drops his pants. He does his business. Mm-hmm. So he said, oh, wow, she gave a hell of a blowjob. She even swallowed.
I can guess how this is going.
So I said, okay, who's next? My friend Dave said, I'll go next. I said, okay, I'll go last. So he gets in the back seat. He does his business. Mm-hmm. So I get in the back seat. Okay. And now I'm looking at her. And I said to myself,
yep.
Something's not fucking right here.
Oh, gosh.
Right?
Yes.
So I grabbed her shirt. Mm-hmm. I ripped it. I'm drunk, too.
Oh, of course.
I'm drunk. I'm nasty. I ripped it half off of her. It was a man with a fucking a bra on that was padded with paper.
Sure.
Now, I go to grab him by his neck, right? Mm-hmm. And he runs out the car. I turned to my two friends. I said, you just got sucked off by a fucking dude.
I bet it is.
Now, listen what happened. They ran after him. Now, Hunts Point, if anyone knows Hunts Point in the Bronx in New York, there's a bar in the center of Hunts Point. This guy starts running towards the bar. Mm-hmm. My friend almost grabbed him, and all of a sudden, this pimp comes out with a .38.
Oh, good.
He says, what the fuck you think you're doing? Uh-huh. So they stopped. They didn't want to get shot.
Yeah,
so they came back in the car. Sure. We get in the car. I'm driving back to Connecticut.
Station wagon.
Now, my friend in the front seat turns to me and says to me, Felix, if you say one fucking word to anyone, I know how you are. He said, when you're drinking, we go out in the bar and you say a man just sucked my dick, I will kill you. What? I said, I start laughing. My friend now in the back seat.
Dave
starts laughing. He goes, and he's from England.
Oh.
And he has this English accent. Oh, and he goes to me, I got to tell you guys, I can't do him, but I'll try. I got to tell you guys, that was the best blowjob I ever got in my life.
Sure, because he has a zone.
And we both turned and said, what the fuck did you just say?
I can guess who this was.
So.
Does it really matter, though? It's just someone's mouth on your
oh, come on, please. What's please.
Come on.
I would have been lucky I realized it because I had a gun on me.
I'd be more
I would have shot this motherfucker.
Why?
Let me tell you something. I would have had to.
What's the difference? You're already disregarding the person as a person anyway.
So then time.
It's just a tool. What's the difference?
So time went by, right? Now, me and my other friend are sitting in the bar drinking.
You and Mike or you and Dave?
Me and the one that said, if you tell anybody.
Mike.
We're sitting in the bar, and guess what day it is?
Good Friday.
It's Good Friday.
Oh, boy.
I turned to him. Now I'm drunk. And when I'm drunk, I said, I'm nasty. I turned to him. I said, hey, in front of everyone, remember we went down to Hunts Point, and then I went to get my nut sucked off and everything, and it was a dude that blew you? Holy shit. Everybody in the bar stopped drinking and said, what? And looked at him. And he took a swing at me.
Sure.
Lucky I ducked.
I really still don't see the reason why anybody would be upset. What's the difference?
Are you kidding me?
A lot.
There's a big difference.
What's the big difference?
What would you do if you met a guy? Let's say you met a guy at a bar or whatever. You went out on a date and you really thought the guy was a man. Yeah. Okay. And you went home and you started fooling around and this person went down on you and you realize, and the person raises their head up and says, I'm a woman. You're going to be okay with that? Oh,
I'm thinking it through.
You would have no problem.
If you're going to be that salacious with the person you choose to have sex with, I'm not sure it matters as much as
you think. So it wouldn't matter to you if the person...
I'd be more worried about diseases than about a man or woman.
Well, first of all, would it matter to you at all that the person wasn't upfront with you?
Yes.
And said, okay.
Right. Yeah,
well, that's number one.
Okay.
Because if I let this person do that to me, if I didn't realize it was a man, for now the guy's lying to me and claiming he's a woman.
It's starting off on the wrong foot.
Well, then people get hurt that way.
I see.
They get hurt. I remember watching a show on Jerry Springer, and this guy thought he was having a sexual relationship with a woman, and it turned out to be a man. Mm-hmm. And you know, later on, 2 days later, the guy hung himself.
Oh.
Because... that's how hurt he was. That guy's lucky he didn't do it to me. I would have been in jail.
Doss is saying it's only acceptable in prison.
And listen, he's right. And if your name is P. Diddy, it's acceptable.
Well, that's another whole discussion we can have right now. Yeah.
Oh, I cannot wait till all that shit comes out.
The most recent headline was there were guns involved in addition to sex with minors.
Well, I heard his freak out. He called it a freak out party.
Yeah.
It was wild as hell. They were having sex with each other, with boys, men.
Yeah.
What a
And
pick.
He was filming it so he could blackmail them.
Oh, that's smart business.
Yeah.
Business mind.
I cannot wait to see that list. And let me tell you something. If Bill Clinton's on that list, you're going to see that he hung himself.
Well, if Hillary's on the list, she's the murderer in the group, I think.
He's going to hang himself.
Yeah. Sad.
Just like Raccoon says, I didn't hang myself.
Speaking of which, do we want to talk about what happened? Doors down?
Yeah, we had our neighbor kill himself last night.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
But you know what? He was a pedophile.
He was a convicted rapist.
A convicted rapist, a pedophile, and a drug addict. So fuck him.
And he used to beg at the highway entrance.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
He was afraid of me.
One less pedophile on earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck him. Rapist.
They think it was fentanyl poisoning. It may have been accidental. You don't really know.
Well, he tried to kill himself before.
Yeah.
You know.
Running around the woods behind our houses.
He ran out of his house a week ago, and the cops had to bring the dog. And the dog, man, you can't run from them dogs.
No, they know where you are.
That dog, they let him smell one of his shirts, and that dog led the police right to him.
Well, your dog can smell you, unpeel a banana and be right there.
Yes, she can.
Their sense of smell is extraordinary. Well, yeah.
A dog's scent, a smell is 1 to 200 times greater than yours.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, they're amazing.
That is amazing.
They don't smell what you sweat off in the shirt. You're smelling the smell from your head.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh.
You feel
it's got more endorphins on it, and they can attract to that better.
Yep. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, Zach, what's up?
About the drinking part, I got a song for that.
We would love to hear
it. Let's hear it.
A little levity in the show today.
Well, I'm drunk as a skunk and I don't give a fuck. Unwind like a drink with my friends and have a good time. I'm on an alcohol only diet. I can drink beer faster than you can fight.
I freaking love that song.
That song's crazy.
It is crazy. Speaking of drunk country, as a skunk. What do you think about
it? It's called Drunk as a Skunk, and it's by Rebel Sun.
Rebel Sun. What do you think about, is it Beyonce who's now coming out with a country album?
No way.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I think so. I think I saw that.
Might as well think they're rapping in country now.
Yeah, well, it makes no sense. I can't imagine. How does it even look? It's just not right.
I think Beyonce's husband's going to go to jail, too.
Why?
I believe because he's with P. Diddy. All the time.
That seems to be a different kind
They're of all in it, man. They're all in it. About, they're all freaks.
How about your friend?
Who?
Who shall remain nameless.
Who?
So it's a person you know personally who's in that scene.
Oh, no. He's not nowhere near that.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I hope so.
No.
There's a lot at stake. You don't want to get involved
now. Nowhere's near
families and all that. It's a really terrible thing.
Oh.
Well.
Well, yeah, they The country thing is true about Beyonce.
Yeah, it's true. I know. I saw
Spotify. Few things are on Spotify.
It's another way to make money, I suppose. I don't really know.
I can't picture her singing country music.
Terrible thing. I don't know. I guess if you don't have enough clothes, it won't matter what she's singing, I guess, right?
All she has to do is hang her tits out and people will buy anything.
I suppose. She knows what she's doing. She knows how to make money.
Eric is in the house.
Sadly, while you're having Eric join, I saw that Nancy Griffith died. You don't know who Nancy Griffith is.
Nancy Griffith?
She was a singer. She had like a singer-songwriter. She had like a folk.
Country?
More like a folk twist to her.
I got a little something by Beyonce. One of her so-called country songs she's supposed to be making.
God. Yeah, that's
let's hear her. I'll tell you.
Texas Hold'em.
Hold'em? Texas Hold'em, that's a song we know.
Ain't no hold'em. Lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus and throw your keys up. That really hurt?
Uh-huh.
Who's gonna buy
you know what song I like, and he's really not a country singer, he's an actor.
Who's gonna buy that?
I don't know. You know George Clooney, right? He played in this movie, he had a long beard. It was fake, the beard. Mm-hmm. And he sang that one particular song. They were on stage. I gotta get the name of that song. I love that song. It's funny as hell. And they were dancing on the stage.
Oh yeah.
Sagamore Boys or something they call themselves? I don't remember.
I would have no idea. But she's not singing that with a southern twang. She's just singing songs.
She sounds like she's fucking drunk.
Songs. It's weird. It's very weird.
If George Clooney was singing in a movie, Felix? The only movie I could think of him singing in was that.
What?
Hey, Felix. The name of those guys was the Soggy Mountain Boys.
Yes, yes.
Soggy
Mountain Boys.
I'm wondering if the movie in question is Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yep, that's the one.
Yes, Where Art Thou?
And are you saying he sings?
What was the name of the song?
Keep the Sunny Side. Funny. Big Rock Candy. Gross.
It wasn't... I'm a man of
Constantine.
I think this is it. Wait,
man of constant sorrow.
I don't know if you could hear this. Let me know if you could hear this song. Can you hear that?
Nope.
I can hear it.
I can't.
No, they can't hear it. I don't know why when I play this, on over the computer. It doesn't come through the system.
Why were they called Soggy Mountain Boys? That sounds gross.
That's what they called themselves back in the 30s.
This is the song right here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Got you.
It didn't have people's feelings involved in the, in band titles back then.
They can't hear it.
No.
Anyway, I don't think Beyonce belongs to the country genre.
What?
It's ridiculous. She's singing country songs. It's just very odd.
She sounds like a fucking asshole.
I don't understand who's going to buy them. Black people are going to buy
them. Who the fuck is going to buy a song or her singing that twang shit? She sounds fake.
Well, she, at least she's in an accent.
It's it sounds like that was filmed in the 1920s.
Yeah, it's an Appalachian.
It's like really stupid shit.
The banjo kind of sound to it. Interesting.
Now, if she was to sing about some chicken and watermelon, oh, I'd buy it.
Stop it, please. Just stop. No. It's not good Easter sentiment.
Oh, means. Have you heard of Wheeler Walker Jr.?
Who the hell is that?
No, I don't know who that is.
Apparently, he's not really a country artist. It's like,
is he good?
He pretends to be country to do it, to do the songs that he does.
Is he good?
Actually, he is good, though. I listen to him all the time.
Hey, Zach, in other words, he's trying to be like Eminem, singing black songs in a white face.
Yeah.
He's trying to do.
He's a rock and roll boy trying to sing country. He doesn't rap his songs, so I'll show you.
He's a good old boy.
Yeah, I'll show you.
I can't decide.
He's a rock and roller trying to pretend to be country.
Yes.
This one's a good one. The fucking dick anyway. This is one of his newer ones.
Like entertainment.
I like it. Suck my cock.
Sounds like country rock.
Sounds like P. Diddy's song.
Actually, this one too. Hold on. You'll love this one. Drop them out, let me see them titties. Gonna take along with those big old bitties.
Arizona looking nice, nipples looking real pretty. Come on, let me get her at your boobs. Isn't that good on Good Friday?
See them knockers going. See them
knockers! Knockers!
I don't know why they call it Good Friday. Maybe Christian training would know.
I remember speaking
of knockers. There's one called Born to Fuck.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
That's got to be a good song.
Yeah, I'll show you.
What is Christian saying? You have to read it because it's long and I don't see the screen.
Did you know that the state of
Missouri?
Missouri,
mm-hmm.
There are only 4 post investigators for the entire state.
Post investigators? What does that mean?
Postal investigators.
Oh, postal. Like USPS?
It says post investigators.
Well, that's how many people live in Missouri? 12?
I don't know. There's you know,
said they investigate police officers for being corrupt or misusing their powers.
Oh.
And there's only 4 of them?
Again, how many people live in
Missouri? How many people live there?
In Missouri?
Quite a few, man. That's where St. Louis and Kansas City is located.
Yeah. I thought, really?
In that state.
When he said, is it Missouri?
I bet you it's 3 million or less.
No.
I thought he was going to say the best state that begins with an N.
No! Christian's new.
Montana?
No, best state.
Montana?
Not Montana.
Missouri.
Christian, what's that other state that has a big river running through?
Oh, for the trap. Christian.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. What is
not that? Minnesota. What's that big state, Christian? It begins with an M. It has a river running through it.
No, Christian.
Oh, but I know. It's Massachusetts.
There it goes. They have the trap
Mississippi,
river.
Mississippi, baby!
Oh.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, man.
Woo! Yeah, baby!
Hey,
man,
you know, man, you guys just had to fuck this one up, didn't you?
Oh, my God. That's it. It's so happy.
Mississippi Queen!
You know what I mean.
By the way, Eric, I can roll out. I didn't say it.
Me everything.
Well, the chat said it.
Mississippi way.
Like a little kid.
I met a Cajun lady.
Okay, I'll find her.
Mississippi queen.
There ain't no Cajun ladies in Mississippi. That's Louisiana, man.
I agree.
I busted my nut. You know I was getting mine.
That's enough of that.
Good Lord.
Yeah,
he loved it.
No, I met Paul Prudhomme. Seasoning.
Who's that?
Paul Prudhomme. Did you ever hear about him?
Paul Prudhomme.
Paul Prudhomme. He's a huge, gigantic guy.
Who the hell is he?
In New Orleans. Unbelievable. Fantastic cook. And used to go to his kitchen. That was his restaurant. And he'd sit around and he'd cook for you. You couldn't even eat the food. It was so seasoned. But he was a very cool guy.
Well, holy batshit, Batman.
Let's see if Christian wants to jump on the mic.
Holy batnuts, Batman. What the fuck?
That's it.
Holy shit, Batman.
Montana was what?
Montana was a teenager, only had 6 state troopers.
Boy, you need glasses.
Yeah, they only have 30 now.
30 for the whole
you
state?
You said when I was a teenager.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Holy 6 God. State troopers.
Montana only has 30.
How long ago?
We only have 1 million people in the state.
We have 3 million people in Connecticut. We must have 3,000 state police.
Well, he
it's because you got a lot of people who only live there, and they say, yeah, we get a bunch of state troopers for almost next to nothing because
that's right.
They need so many of them.
Well, yeah. Yep.
Here you can sit on the side of the road waiting for a state trooper for hours.
Yeah.
Usually it's a sheriff or a police officer that comes by and sees what's wrong, you know?
Yeah.
But it's almost like these guys have to patrol all the state and interstate highways. And I know 2 of them, and they're all over the daggone southeast corner here, and that's their district.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, well, here in
thousands of miles to run around in.
You know, let me tell you something.
Wait, here in Connecticut, if a municipality does not have a police department, then they get state troopers. They have state troopers have an office in that town. Even if the town only has 300 people, they'll get 2 or 3 troopers.
I think every cop that pulls over someone needs to approach the car with their gun drawn. I'm telling you. If I was a chief of police somewhere, I would tell them
about Dillinger, which is why we're here.
I would tell them when you approach a car, if they go through a stop sign, I don't care. You're going to come up to the car with your gun out and point it at them because they need this advantage. They need the advantage because these crazy motherfuckers are just shooting cops when they come right up to the cop comes up to the door.
Yeah.
They're just pulling the trigger.
And Sergeant Dillers had
a bulletproof vest
on, so he shot him in the stomach.
But let me tell you, if you look at all the cops in New York and you watch, look at what they're wearing and you see their bulletproof vest, it's half already up to their fucking heart.
This cop got shot in the stomach.
The bulletproof vests are ridiculous. They're not long enough.
Yeah. They're cheap, I guess.
They look stupid, too. They look stupid wearing them.
Who cares how they look?
It's a lot of those, a lot of the cops are so fat that they go on bulletproof. Proof don't even fit
right.
properly too.
That's not good.
Yeah,
but I'm telling you,
Jesus, you only got like what is it?
Oh, they need to get
body
in
armor in your front, and when they get him on a 500-pound cop, he's been sitting behind the wheel all of his life.
Yep.
The damn thing only covers about a third of his vital area.
Yeah, it's like his bra. Yeah,
or they should just wear Nancy Pelosi's mask
again
and wear that. And then the thief will be
that are a bunch of used diapers from Joe
that's
Biden.
Right.
That usually stops
wear.
Bullets.
Joe Biden every day, the wife should hand out a diaper to a police officer used. And this way he stinks like shit and the guy won't shoot him.
Most of the state police deaths, you know, shootings here in Connecticut are the most dangerous situation in,
what?
Believe it or not, is domestic violence.
Well, that's always bad.
That's even more dangerous
than
approaching
a car. You
could
go to somebody's house and break up a fight, and the wife winds up stabbing you.
Yeah.
After she just got the shit knocked out of her by her husband.
I know. She doesn't want him arrested.
That's how it goes.
Complicated. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Felix, I'll tell you how good of a town I live in. We had a murder about 20 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
One murder in about 20 years. we get people to beat the crap out of each other, but as soon as the sheriff gets on scene, they stop because they know that the sheriff is going to deal with them hard.
Is that because everyone has a gun? I mean, everyone has a gun, right?
Well, not just that. It's also the fact.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's gone.
He hit the button. Or maybe somebody called him.
Yeah, maybe someone called him. He'll be back. But that's the other thing to think about. In Connecticut, the last two policemen were killed by some guy who was holding his whole family hostage.
That's a shame.
And he turned and shot himself.
I really feel sorry for these cops. I really do.
It's very hard
because they're the way things are today. Forget about it.
Yeah,
they don't have enough cops patrolling certain high crime areas either.
In New York, with the whole defund police thing, has to be completely demoralizing.
It's just wrong.
Yeah,
it's friggin' wrong.
It's becoming a disaster, really.
I'm telling you, every cop out there that hears me, when you come up on someone, pull your gun out. Who the fuck cares? I would pull the gun out and say license or registration.
Zach, what's it like where you are?
They hand out used rubbers there.
Maybe they come on horses. They ride on horses?
No, they only mount the horse.
Oh.
On that last July 3rd, 10th or July 3rd? No, it was July 3rd.
Uh-huh.
In my own neighborhood. Shot a kid, 10-year-old kid.
How helpful.
Wow.
That's really just...
That sucks.
Heartbreaking.
Hey, Felix.
Yeah, and you know what? With that being so close to fucking home, I'm like, fuck me. I could have been me. I was at my brother Michael's house at that time.
That's
me. Fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, they know not to come to my house. Fuck. They'd be shot dead.
A lot of our problems is drugs and alcohol here. And usually they either die of an overdose or they freeze to death.
Yeah, that sucks too.
That are it's drunk driving collisions.
Yep.
You know, there's not too many people going to go out here and shoot anybody around here because most of them are already felons and they can't own a gun anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. In our area, it's kind of rural where we live, but there's a city next to us. And a lot of the kids from that city come into our area every now and then and rob cars, break in the cars. And we're like 3 miles away from that area. It's usually between a mile or less. This way, once they do that, they go back into the city. And it's hard for them to get captured, you know? There's certain parts of this town called the Hollow, and even the cops don't go there. There's gunfire there every night. And in the streets in the Hollow, they have these concrete barriers that they use to separate the highway, you know, from north and south. And they put them every so much feet on near each other. So this way, if there's a shooting in this particular neighborhood, the car has to have a hard time getting out. They have to get out very slowly because there's no other way to get out. And they do this on purpose to give the police enough time to get there. But like I said, there's shootings constantly. There's 15, 14, 13-year-old kids with Glock pistols, 9mm. Some of these guns they're carrying are really expensive firearms. They're carrying Sig Sauers. I mean, these guns are like $1,000 to $1,500 a piece if you had to buy a new one. It's amazing on how the armament these kids get their hands on. They had H&K machine guns. Really? Where the fuck are they getting them from? It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Drugs running wild. So those are the type of criminals that are coming in to my town. But luckily, again, I'm, you know, almost 3 to 4 miles away. I'm more inland than I am on the line, town line.
If you're a gun owner, you're protected. Oh,
hell yeah. They come here. It's over. I don't give a fuck. You break in my house, you're gonna leave in a body bag. No doubt about it. I have cameras all around my house, in my basement, my garage. Any doors open, they the fucking alarm goes off, and mine are backed up on their own power. Plus, I have we have a gas generator. If the power goes out, the generator comes.
Well, yeah, that means you have the proof that you had the right of shooting them.
Of course. And the law in Connecticut is you could only use deadly force if you know your life's about to end. If I'm in my bedroom 2 o'clock in the morning,
you would use deadly force not only to protect yourself, but if you have any young children in your presence.
That's right. And how do I know? A guy breaks in my house 2 in the morning. What am I going to ask him? Are you here to hurt me? You know, that's not going to happen.
Well, they're not going to tell it's you not that.
Hey, Felix.
Of course not.
Felix.
Yeah.
Here they abide by the castle doctrine. You fix your house, too bad for them. People say, well, do you put their life against what you own? I said, no, they're stupid enough to come into my house and steal my shit. That means they don't like their life.
Exactly. I wish we had that here.
The Florida has a castle law, too.
Yeah.
A lot of states have castle doctrine, and a lot of states now have the constitutional carry. Here the constitutional carry is open or concealed.
We used to have open carry, but they did away with it. Now it's concealed.
You have a bunch of wieners over there that got You're everybody right. scared.
I belong to U.S. Law Shield. I pay $13.50 a month. If I ever shoot someone and get arrested, I call this toll-free number, and they come bail me out, and they represent me in court up to $1 million. So it's worth the $13.50 a month.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I would
Last
think so.
Time I shot somebody, Felix, the damn cop, the sheriff looked at me and said, why didn't you just kill him and get it over with?
Oh, dear. Yikes.
Yeah, I had a guy walk into a place where I was renovating. It was vacant. It was one of our Section 8 areas. He came in there all drunk or high and started yelling and shit. And I'm on the floor. I'm putting subflooring down. I rolled around, pulled out a Dagon 357 and blew his kneecap off.
Wow.
There you go. Well, he shouldn't have been there.
And you didn't get in trouble?
No, he had several warrants out. They've been trying to find him. He hid on the reservations where the sheriff couldn't get to him.
Yeah.
And the U.S. Marshals couldn't find him, and he came in there that day, and he carried his ass off to Deer Lodge, to the state penitentiary.
That must have hurt like a bitch. You get shot in the knee. He
screamed the whole time.
Wow. Well, there's a big problem with squatters now in New York because their law is just too lenient towards people coming into your home out there. If you're there 30 days and have a fake lease, it takes you 20 months to get them out.
Yeah. Squatters' rights in Connecticut, you have to occupy the house, listen to this, for at least 15 years.
They did that because those laws were written during Revolutionary War, where people be gone at war for all that time.
Unreal.
So they're trying to protect the homeowner who was out fighting for our, you know.
Miss Dixie, how are y'all?
We should have had the Beyonce conversation with
Miss Dixie.
I don't know if y'all touched on this story, but like the other big story this week was the bridge collapse in Maryland.
Yeah.
Do y'all think it was an accident, or do you think, you know,
false flag?
Or is there some sort of conspiracy going on?
I think it was an accident.
Just wait till next week when we have that eclipse on the 8th. There's going to be a bunch of false flags coming out around that one. Watch.
That's what I hear.
A bunch of false what?
We know NASA on their website says they're sending up a couple damn space rockets.
Oh,
during the eclipse. Wonder why?
Yeah, so you can't see them. That makes sense to
and
me.
Another thing, everybody's getting so biblical about it. You know, they don't tell you that it's passing right over Little Egypt, which is also known as Cairo, Illinois.
Cairo. Are you going to be able to see
Cairo,
it? Where you
Illinois is a small spot right down there on the horn of Illinois.
Hmm.
Right where
we weren't really
it's on the Ohio River side, and then you go to another town to get over to the Mississippi side.
Oh. Can you see it? Will you be able to see it where you are?
Hell no.
No, I see there, which is our stuff.
I'm about 1,400 miles away from this one.
Yeah.
I did get to see the one in 2017, though.
Yep, we did too. I took my kids to the observatory in Westport, and we watched it there. It was fun.
Wow.
In 2017, we had one go across from, I think it was from Oregon, and all the way across toward Florida.
Yep.
So, Eric, what's happening in the Podbean world?
Well, before I get to like the whole like Podbean show promotions, like I think like with that bridge collapse in Maryland, that is just very reminiscent of what happened in 1980 down in Florida at the Sunshine Skyway Bridge. You know, when a barge hit that one. And I imagine the newly rebuilt bridge is going to look a lot like what the Skyway Bridge looks like.
Well, they said the part of the magic is they put stuff in the river on the ground, you know, cement.
They put like cement bumpers, like hitting the bridge piers.
Right. So that'll be the improvement they make when they rebuild it for $3 billion.
And hopefully they might even have it.
They already have an estimated time of 10 years to rebuild the bridge.
Holy shit.
Wowee.
Yeah. We're paying for it. No insurance companies are involved in it. We'll pay for it. Don't worry.
I didn't realize how heavy that ship is.
It should be the responsibility of the freight owner.
Probably 20,000 containers on it.
Yeah. It should ultimately the responsibility. If they have a ship in disrepair, they should.
Well, I'm sure their insurance is going to have to pay.
I have no idea.
No. Joe Biden already said we're going to pay for it. The taxpayers are paying for it. They're happy to pay for it.
Well, he also said that he took a train.
The ship is owned by Singapore, and it was being rented out by the Danish.
Oh.
And according to maritime law, that the ship causes damage is supposed to pay for it. But he said, we're going to pay for it. Don't worry.
Craziness. It's just craziness. He said he took a train over the bridge, which there's no sense.
Yeah, that's what he said. He took a train. No sense there's me. No fucking train tracks on the bridge.
Never have been.
No.
And plus that cantilever design is already like considered outdated technology. So, because a lot of your cantilever bridges are going away, but, you know, for something that would be more structurally sound, like the kind of bridge that the Skyway is down in Florida. Yeah. And hopefully they're going to put things in the water like and hopefully have like a widened like boat channel.
Yep.
What's the name?
If you look at the Tappan Zee Bridge,
new one
that was built, the new one that's the bridge that goes from New York to New Jersey.
Yeah, Palisades.
If you look at that where the support columns are, there the concrete around the base of them is enormous.
Right.
Enormous. Yes. That's why they built it out that far.
Well, that bridge is made so that if it hits one section, that one section falls, not the whole bridge. It's a whole different construction. It's a suspension bridge, that one.
Yeah.
What's the name of the bridge that goes to Key West? Is that the Sky one that you were talking about, Eric?
No.
The Sunshine Skyway Bridge is, between St. Petersburg and Sarasota.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that is like the waterway to go in and out of like Tampa Bay.
Got ya.
Yep.
I think I can see that. The bridge to go to Key West is wild. You would never make that. It's like 7 miles long.
Fuck that. I ain't going on
that. It's very cool. It's really neat.
I don't like bridges. I don't like heights.
You must have what is called gyrophobia, you know, an abnormal fear of bridges.
I think he gets dizzy easy. I think
I don't fear the bridge itself. I just don't like heights.
It gets dizzy easy.
Listen, I took a plane. And I looked out the fucking window, man. Holy Christ, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I was like white knuckling it the whole fucking plane ride.
And you got drunk and then what?
And I got drunk and then I didn't give a fuck. But I can't do that. I'm never getting on a plane again. I don't give a shit. I'm not going on them motherfuckers.
Yes, I know.
No. Just the thought of me sitting in a metal box.
We're just going to put you out. That's all.
And I thought those planes were bigger than they look. They're tiny. I was on a 747 and I'm sitting by the engine. The engine's rumbling like hell. And the lady, there's three seats. I was sitting near the window. That's my fucking luck. So I shut the window down. It's like a curtain. A shade. And the lady that's sitting next to the aisle says, can you open that shade? I said, hell no. I'm sitting here, not you.
Oh my God.
I don't want to see the fucking clouds.
Well, you probably don't want to be on a Boeing plane right now because I think there's a little shitload of trouble.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to go on any of that shit. What's happening, Eric?
Well, I know coming up on Podbean, you've got the Underground Shuffle coming up this evening, and then Russ and Lucky Me are going to be doing an Outside Normal presentation called Forensic Files Friday. That should be a really awesome show. And then tomorrow evening, it's Herbal Talk with Shelby and the flagship Beans and Weenie is Doomed podcast, you know, great comedy podcast. And of course, another Beans and Weenie is Doomed podcast presentation called Club Code Blue. It's a music show. And, and of course, Sunday, you know, Caps and Sue join Russ to do a Sunday afternoon trivia show appropriately titled The Illuminated Brilliance of Caps. And then next week you'll have the Ralph William podcast, the Old Man's podcast will also start your day. And, you know, and I know my Monday was kind of in limbo for a moment, but I kind of got my Monday freed up finally.
All right.
Because I'd gotten like a jury duty summons in the mail. I submitted a question, but luckily I don't have to report since I got a text message about it today.
Yes.
Oh, that's
but I'm on call for the rest of the week, but hopefully I can get myself excused from it.
Yeah.
But interesting to be on a Trump trial. That would have been something, huh?
I would not be a fair and impartial juror on that trial. Because they know they would have to automatically excuse me because I would probably just acquit regardless because I know the prosecutor would not be able to prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt.
Especially down where you live, it would be quite something.
Well, Fannie Willis and the judge, you know, Scott McAfee, apparent conflicts of interest, and of course, the grand jury foreman who did that interview with NBC News just bragging about it, all chipper like she was. Yep. She might have compromised her credibility.
I agree.
But of course, we also got the Frankie D show on Tuesday, and you also got Substance for Days on Thursdays. Crash Cat with her Crash and Burn show on Thursdays, and Rocky Raccoon got the privilege to be a part of one of her most recent shows. And of course, Wednesdays is usually jam packed, like the Psycho 2 Alpha podcast. If you're not seeing it on Podbean, you can find them on Facebook, Rumble, Twitch, and YouTube. And I think you, Felix, have been in their shows a couple times. And then Rocky is another active participant on Maverick's show. And you've also got the Potluck podcast, another great comedy show. 6-2-0 Patio with Shane and Lucky Me. And then you've also got the Pulse podcast on Tuesdays and Wednesdays in prime time. And, oh, speak of the devil, there's Crash Now.
Yep.
Anybody buy stock in Truth? It went public on Monday, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Yeah. Started at $16. I think we're at $324.
Wow, right, holy shit.
That was early.
Well, and then you also got the Pulse Wednesday Night Variety Show, and then their new Tuesday show is called Tools, Toys, and Things. And, you know, and of course, Amber May's been putting out some shows. And of course, Wednesday's the Slightly Doomed, which is another Beans and Weenie is Doomed podcast presentation. And so many other great content creators worth checking out and supporting.
Yes.
That's good. Listen, people, if you're new to the show, follow us. We're on every Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
No, Eastern Time.
It's Eastern Standard. Mm-hmm. Okay, we go by the rules here.
Okay. It's
daily. And just remember, I didn't kill myself.
Someone smiles and have a great Easter weekend.
There you go.
Don't drink and drive, right, Felix?
That's right. Gonna, don't drink and drive. What's up, Zach?
You know that that Bonnie Willis person?
Yeah.
This guy I listened to on Sirius XM Patriot.
Uh-huh.
He called her Big Fat Fanny.
Fanny.
He was right about that. He's fucking nasty.
Wow.
Fucking nasty.
Don't forget Leticia.
Yeah,
she had an alternate account on social media a long time ago.
Oh.
Did she?
Yeah.
She's going to end up getting shot.
There's people who've posted pictures on Twitter of her profile picture.
Are we talking about Leticia, the Attorney General in New York?
Leticia James.
She's nasty too.
Oh,
yeah.
They're fucking low.
So is the picture.
They're all low life. Look at what's her name?
Crack pipe.
Yep.
Really?
Ghetto rats.
Look what she said. I sent him a Gino. I sent him a Gino.
Fanny, you're talking about.
She's a fucking low-life piece of shit.
I don't know.
They're all DEI lawyers.
Miss Dixie said she's a nasty woman. What's Crash going to say?
Hey, Felix, they're all DEI lawyers.
Fuck them. Crash, what you got to say?
Hello. Well, I had my own creepola happen with Podbean this past week.
What happened?
Well, he doesn't want to tell me his name, but he's very upset that I don't acknowledge him.
Oh.
Ooh. When he messages me and telling me how much he loves me and kisses me and
Ooh.
It's really weird. I don't know who it is. He's no picture and just says username.
A little creepy. That's not creepy. That's disconcerting.
Yeah, you got a stalker.
Yep, that's
it.
You got a stalker.
I did block him, Miss Dixie. I blocked
him. Is he in here now?
I reported him to Podbean as well. Like,
what did they say?
They got back to me right away and said that they were going to investigate it today. And then they got back with me and let me know that they've made sure that when I blocked him, that they made sure he can't get into like my podcast, like my Thursday shows and stuff. And I don't know that he's been there, but it's been a little
sick.
Weird. Yeah.
That
I changed my Discord and got a new one. So hopefully he's gone away, but it was really weird.
Got to be careful talking about where you live and all that. You never know.
Well, it's true.
And I don't tell them exactly where I live. I say I live in Niagara Falls, Canada. I don't technically live there.
You know what it is? You can't trust anybody on social media anymore.
Well, I think you have to be careful because I'm a private investigator for a reason. So I have his IP address. It won't take long for me to figure out who he is. But he's just like, grow up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
why does everyone
send him this way?
Like
I need some target practice.
Why do they need 5 or 6 fake accounts here on Podbean? What is the purpose of that?
Bracken said, send him over this way. I need a target practice.
That's
it's probably some old man living in it.
Yeah, some old creepy
some old creepy guy.
Yeah, yeah. It's
I
true.
Don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, not good. That's not disconcerting. That's not great.
It's okay. Yeah,
they'll do it all over.
I'm moving, so they can terrorize the new people.
That's right. Well, listen, people, you all have a really good weekend. Have a great Easter holiday.
Oh. Yeah, I could use the target practice, too.
Yeah, me too. Send them over my house.
Yes, happy Easter to everyone.
Yes.
Raccoon doesn't need it. He's able to shoot you right in the knee, which
I'll put a photo of P. Diddy on his face, and I'll let panties before I shoot him.
I have access to a backhoe, and I have an alibi.
That's right.
We've got lots of water around where we live, too.
Yeah, we do.
So, yeah.
All right, people.
Put some concrete blocks to his feet and watch him sing.
We could use that, too.
Wow, creative bunch.
Yeah, why not? Well, we're going to have to get, since he messed with Crash, we're going to have to.
There's some mob guys that do that.
We're going to have to get Medieval on him first.
Medieval?
We're going to bring him over to Zach's place and let one of his horses fuck him in his ass.
That's it's like the Russians.
Hey, Felix, the best way to do it is just take and tie him to a fence and bring in a foal.
That's right. And we'll rub peanut butter all on his asshole.
Just have him tied to a fence,
then the horse will lick
down
it.
And bring in a foal. And
then the horse will lick and he'll start looking like Mr. Ed.
Wilbur. He'll say, you know what'll happen while he's banging him in his ass? He'll say, Wilbur, is that you?
Willie?
Well, you never watched Mrs.
No, I didn't.
That was a good show.
I
used to love that talking horse.
Ew.
Yes. That's right. There it is. A horse.
A horse, of course.
I love that show.
I was the horse. Wait.
The horse is the favorite.
That was the first thing that bothered me.
Well, you can't expect the horse in those days to be black.
Come Why not? I thought it
that's
was
racist.
That's the first thing that I noticed when you showed this to me. Why is a horse all white?
That's racist.
Huh?
That's racist.
Yeah, okay.
You can't say that today.
Not anymore.
Not even on Podbean.
Uh-huh. Sure, sure.
I used to love watching that show with my grandparents on the
weekend. I loved it. Mm-hmm. That and the Beverly Hillbillies.
I still watch all the Hillbillies. That show cracked me up.
Yep. Who was, what was the other one? My Favorite Martian.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Lost
Green
in
Acres.
Lost in Space.
Green Acres, yeah. And
Green Acres is the place to be.
The daughters.
About Petticoat and the Junction. Anybody remember that one?
For me.
Yep.
And then she would say, I just adore a penthouse view.
Yeah. And
I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
Barney Fife and Andy.
Oh, that was another show. I love that
but
show.
But now we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
Come up a little crude. Oil that is black gold.
I love that theme song. First thing
you know, yep. Oh, Jed's a Millionaire.
American Dream, huh? Is that what that was?
I swear. This theme song to Beverly Hillbillies is so damn catchy. It sticks in your head.
Flatt and Scruggs wrote that song for the Beverly Hillbillies.
So I love it.
They knew him.
But it's so damn catchy. It sticks in your head.
He used to call the swimming pool the cement pond.
Yeah, the cement pond.
You know what?
Ellie's out of the cement pond with a few new animals.
Yeah. And how about Dragnet? You know, I ever watch Dragnet?
Yeah.
And, I used to love the way they used to play detectives back and then book 'em.
Yeah. Or Mannix. Remember Mannix? Yes.
Hawaii 5-0 was another good one.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How about Honey West from the early 60s?
Oh, is that
Kojak? Kojak?
Yeah.
Yes, Kojak.
Yeah.
Kelly Savalas with his loud.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. How about
Jerry Mason?
God,
deep throat.
And I'm not even that old.
Here you go, Felix.
What is it?
Green Acres.
I love that. Here he goes. Green Acres is the place to be. Living is the life for me. Wait, why? Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather be.
I get a little bit smelly.
Oh, God. just adore a penthouse view.
Darling, I love you, but give me... Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Yes.
There was a show a couple years ago that came out, and it was Bless This Mess, and it had Dax Shepard in it, and it was a spinoff from Green Acres. So I forget the girl's name, but her aunt and uncle, her uncle was supposed to be,
yes,
whatever the husband was, and they were left that farm, and
yep,
had to go live there. It was pretty good. They canceled it though after a couple seasons, but it was pretty good.
You know what was else show was really good? Sanford and Son, All in the Family, the Jeffersons.
Oh yeah,
they were fantastic.
Lou Gossett Jr. just passed away.
Yeah. One of the great movies was Blazing Saddles. They could not do that today.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And can you imagine?
They used to have another one with that Williams guy. What the hell was his name? Gosh. Anyway, he had a show out. You can't even say the daggone name of it anymore
on
social media.
Yep. Can you imagine having a show like the Jeffersons today? It would be banned.
Yeah.
Or Archie Bunker.
I'll never forget when...
All in the Family would be bad, too.
Oh, Archie Bunker would be banned, too.
Yep. I like when George Jefferson introduced his mother to...
that was funny.
To what's his name? The guy that played in All
Archie.
The Family.
Wesley. Archie.
Yeah, Archie. And he goes... He said, "Oh, Jefferson, you have a nice mammy." And she turned and said, "Who the hell are you calling mammy?" Yeah. And he says, "Isn't that what all you colored people call your mother, mammy?"
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Yeah, you can't.
Holy shit. Yeah, you can't say shit like that no more.
You know, that was younger.
All fun and stuff, but you know what? It's a shame now. Everybody, you can't say a damn word today without someone calling you racist or saying something, some bullshit.
I just tell them to get a life when they say a bunch of shit at me.
I don't give a shit.
Get a life.
Keep going. The man was another good one. That was a good one.
Yes.
You know, okay, people. I'm with my grandson in that now. And I can tell just by looking at someone that they may identify as someone, you know, different. I always say right away, whether they're our server or in the store working, and I'm like, and can I just ask, what do you identify as right away before I even ask any questions? So I don't say the wrong thing to offend anyone.
You know what? They could go fuck themselves because I don't care.
I just don't want to teach my grandson the wrong thing, right? Like, he's got to grow up in this world.
There's only two genders, a man and a woman. There's no go-between.
I agree with you 100%, but yep. I was just trying to be polite, so because I'm the type of person that will just tell you how it is, and if he isn't there, I'll just do what I got to do, but I'm trying to set kind of an example for him, because my dad, when I was little, was just like Archie Bunker, and then when I get like 10 or 11, I stop bringing my friends around, and my dad's like, what? I'm like, you just go too far sometimes, and my friend's parents are like, not liking it. So you either got, I don't care what you say when I'm here, I get you, you're my dad, but my friend's parents don't get it, and they're stopping me from coming over and hanging out and whatever. So he did change his own way, but I remember when we had the group of people that used to come to your door to knock to bring their Bible to tell you about their people. And I remember my dad and my grandpa were on the porch, and my grandpa's like, oh, yeah, come on up here. And he sits down. My grandpa goes in, gets a bottle of scotch, brings it out, and says, so, what do you want to tell us? And I'm like, oh, for Pete's sake, I am leaving now.
What's wrong with calling people just by whatever their first name is? Why do we have to be so concerned with
their gender? These freaks want you to call a man a woman when he's not a woman.
I call it the way I see it. Yeah, if there's a person in Walmart, a sales associate, and his, her, whatever, who cares? The name tag says Stu. I'm going to call them Stu, not man.
But if they're not wearing a name tag, what do you do?
Why do you have to call
it?
Why do you have to
call it the way you see it? If it looks like a man, call it sir. If it looks like a woman, call it ma'am.
No, because I don't
like it. The hell with them.
Podcast blasting me for not being politically correct.
They can go fuck themselves. I don't.
I never have been politically correct. They can stick that up their ass.
Well, I agree with any of it. I just try to respect them so that they don't disrespect or say anything rude in front of my grandson. It's just me. Yeah. I don't care. But when he's there, he's only 10. I have to, because he's got kids in his class that are 8 and 9 that have trans into someone else. And good, I'm like, how? He comes home. He lives with me half the time. And when he's here, I'm like quizzing him nonstop going, so how did they decipher that they didn't want to be Jack anymore? And now they want to be Mary. How did they get there? Like, Did he tell you this? Is this what they wanted to do, or was it brought up?
Peer pressure, most likely.
You know what he said? The one friend. Well, it made it easier for his mom to hand down the clothes.
That's child abuse, right there. That's child abuse.
Listen, before I go, did you see in the news that guy that married that woman that has two heads? I couldn't believe it. I'm saying. What does he do? What does he do? Because they're conjoined twins. What does he do?
What is wrong with you?
I want to know. What does he do?
Why does it matter?
What does he do with these women?
I guess he's married just one head, not the other.
Well, right? Two heads are better than one.
I knew it.
I don't know how I would be married. I mean, if you love the person, obviously you're going to marry that person.
Yeah, but he married two of them.
They're not two. It's one person he married.
But they have two heads. There's two heads. Yeah. So let's say he wants to make love to the other head.
Maybe she puts a hat on.
What does she do? Put blinders on?
She puts a hat on.
Put a bag over her head.
I don't know.
Put a bag over her head.
Miss Daisy wrote, that's bigamy.
I don't know, but.
What's wrong with you? There's something wrong with you.
You know what? I always wanted to have yesterday.
There was a woman that married a tree.
You know what? That would be freaky, though. Imagine, Anne, if you had two heads. I think so. You know what? I had a fantasy. I never came true.
Here we go.
But it's too late now. But I always wanted to have sex with a nip.
It's never too late. You still have a pulse.
Listen, I always wanted to have sex with a midget.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever wanted to have sex with a midget?
No.
I dated a little person.
Did you?
I did.
Like it's how tall?
9 to grade 11.
How tall was the person? Like 3 feet?
He was 4'2", and I'm 5'9".
Oh.
Oh, wow.
That's a big difference.
So he could have done something while he's just standing up.
Hey, Felix.
Right?
Hey, Felix.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Hey, Felix. That guy that married the conjoined twins. You know what's really bad about that?
Why?
No matter what he ever says, he'll never be right.
Who's that?
He'll double team him.
Wouldn't you want to be a two-headed Felix?
No. Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
Giving him, wait,
can you imagine two of me on the same body?
It's two heads, two hearts, one body. Is what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, so the guy with the woman with two heads, right? His wife.
Yeah.
The other one, do you think she's critiquing him the whole time?
Probably. You know,
I
that
wouldn't do that. She doesn't like that. Something. Shut up, like damn it.
That would have been great if I was born with two heads. You know what? I wouldn't mind being born with two heads as long as I had two penises.
Sure, of course.
I would like that. Because then I could use both of them, right?
But, hey, Felix, what would really be good is if you were a conjoined twin and you married twins.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
That would work perfectly. He probably would fuck
so
me.
So he only married the one head? He didn't marry both?
Well, yeah, but that's what I don't get. He had
married
a married
one, but you're supporting both.
Hi, Lunar.
What does the other head do when she's giving him head?
Critique. I heard he said.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
What does the other head do?
She's taking notes.
I guess.
She's probably telling him to raise his freaking legs so she can breathe.
Hey, with that, we're going to head out, people. Listen, you all have a great weekend.
Yeah, happy Easter. Yeah.
Imagine someone tuning in and it's Good Friday and they're listening to this.
Lunar just
What Lunar write?
No, she just joined.
Asking a real question. What's the question?
Yeah.
You just asked the question.
What happened?
I don't know.
What's the question she wants to ask?
She's saying hello, or he's saying hello.
Luna said hi.
Luna.
Luna! Oh. All right, Luna's going to ask a question. Let's see what it is
It's Lunar.
Lunar, before we leave.
We're checking your eyeglasses today.
Lunar!
That was a hell of a hi. Hello. How are y'all doing?
Good. You have a question?
The question, I was
commenting. You don't have two heads, do you?
Real questions about the conjoined heads.
You don't have two heads before you start. Do you have two heads?
No.
Not yet.
One head.
Oh, okay. What's your question?
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine?
I'm not trying to ask a question. I am saying y'all are asking the real questions.
What is it?
What that is a real question is Lunar's point. She's saying we are asking the real questions.
I was wondering what this man does with these. He married this woman that has two heads.
Okay, so here's what it is. I'm going to try to find this person and ask the right questions, and I'll get the answer.
You should have him on the show, Mr. Wop. That would be, there you go.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get the guy on the show.
That would be perfect.
I'll find him, Mr. Wop, and I'll send him to you.
Awesome. There
find them and send them to me. I want to talk.
Come to my show. The old man would die, and so would I. So
I want to talk to the two-headed woman, too.
Yes, I'll find them. I will look them up.
All right, so follow me.
I already do follow you.
All right. Find me the two-headed women.
Lunar's voice sounds familiar. I think we've heard her on other podcasts.
We talked to her before.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm one of the people that have been here for probably since the beginning.
Yeah.
See?
Very familiar.
So, yeah, you've probably seen me around. I hang out with Ralph. I hang out with Russ on Outside of Normal. I hang out with, there's a few people I hang out with.
Yeah.
Welcome.
All right, people. I want to thank everybody who jumped on the show. Zach, my number one fan. Eric, Raccoon, Lunar, Miss Crash.
Miss Dixie. Doss was on before.
Doss.
Yes.
Who else? Did I miss anyone?
No.
All right, people. I'm going to take you out with a little WAP music. Be safe out there. Have a good weekend.
Happy Easter time.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, too.
Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Shayla Luna met somebody.
Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Keep hope in your heart.
Jack!
Don't do anything I wouldn't. Is my shit working?
Yep, we're listening.
Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
And that's everything. Crash, what's your last word?
Make sure that you don't take Easter eggs from strangers.
That's right, because you don't want to eat a bad egg.
Correct.
All right, people, be safe.
Woo! Hey, Greg,
and see who's looking in my window.
Uh oh, it's a peeping Tom looking for a Crash.
I was just saying I followed her.
Hey, I found their names.
No way.
I did.
What's her name?
On that guy, her name is Abby Hensel, and she's from Minnesota, and she married Josh Bowling. Yeah, I got their names.
We gotta find them.
The twins are Abby and Brittany Hensel. I'll find them.
Look at that name, Hensel and Gretel. Isn't that a good name?
They're from Minnesota.
Find them. We gotta get them on the show.
Army vet.
Oh,
that's the first thing I'm gonna ask her.
Which one? The one who's married?
I don't know which
head. They're really pretty.
Sure. Well, it'll be something.
All right, people, have fun.
Musician, he'll
come yeah.
And he will always be playing.
They're going to kick me off now. In 2 minutes, they drop me right out. I'm out of here, people. Ciao.
Musician, he'll have the trumpet in his hand.